Catherine Field, a very good morning to you.
A very good morning to you too, Mike.
Now this, we're catching up with Rod later in Britain, but they seem to have changed their mind on these vaccine passports and where you can go and what you can go. My understanding of freedom in Britain was you can go anywhere, do whatever you like, but they seem to have changed their mind on that. So you too are running this vaccine passport type restriction program. What is restricted and how's that going down?
Okay, well, what it is that to go into many public places, you need to have what's called a health pass, a proof of vaccination or a negative test. Now, you can have this either as a piece of paper, which is called your EU digital COVID certificate. You either carry it as a piece of paper, it's got a QR code, you go, say, to the swimming pool, they scan it, they say, okay, and you go. Or you have it on your smartphone. Now, as of mid-July, you had to show that if you wanted to go to a swimming pool, cinema, nightclub, those sorts of public places. As of the 1st of August, you'll have to show that when you go to restaurants, bars, but not shopping malls. So, you again, any place where there's going to be a lot of people milling around. The actual legislation on that, Mike, went through, just under 18 hours ago. So it's been through Parliament, been through the Upper House of Parliament. The only place where they really did have a bit of concern about, Mike, was supermarkets. They said, no, you cannot impose this in supermarkets because everyone needs to go to supermarkets and you cannot take away someone's right to go and buy food for their family. So far, yes, there was a demonstration over the weekend. What was it, 160,000 people? Mm. But, you know, when you look at the other figures on it, you've had, 8 million people go and be vaccinated since this program was announced a couple of weeks ago. So do the math there. Looking elsewhere around Europe, Mike, you've got Ireland has said that the same EU digital certificate will be needed for indoor facilities later on this month. You're also seeing Italy is going to bring in from the 6th of August. That same certificate will be needed for swimming pools, gyms, sports halls, events, concerts. And we're going to see the same in Germany. So it does seem to be the way that Europe is going is that, you can still go to the supermarket. Yes, you're still going to be able to go to school. Yes, you're going to be doing lots of things. But if you want to have a social life where there is a crowd of people, you are going to have this proof of double vaccination.
There hasn't really been
much talk about it yet in Germany, but what Germany is saying is that they are going to try and bring in a system whereby you cannot get a free COVID test if you haven't been double vaccinated.
What is that in the background, Catherine? Have you got a cuckoo clock?
No, what was that?
Oh, didn't you hear that? Is that coming from somewhere else? There's a little ding, 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 and a little, almost like a bird came out of the clock there. It was most unusual. Thank God it isn't you. Hey, listen, just a quick question on those protests. A number of people here in Australia, well, not here in Australia, but in Australia over the weekend, said it was fringe nutters. Did you get that sense in France, or are there people who are genuinely aggrieved about a government that holds them down and holds them back?
There are some people who are definitely anti-vaxxers, Mike, who really don't like having being forced to have this vaccination. Now, that's not many. I was at the demo on Saturday, and there were some people there, particularly in Paris, that really did think that. A lot of other people, though, particularly the ones you probably saw on your TV screens, were just the rabble, were just the far right, far left, who go to these demos, who peel off at the end and decide to have a go at the police. That's what it is. And those are the ones you probably saw. But, Mike, again, I go back to it. You do the numbers and you see that most people are saying, yes, we like it. You look at the public support for compulsory vaccination, Mike, not just for sort of, people who work in healthcare. The support for that in France is 67% of the population say make the COVID vaccine compulsory for everybody.
All right, good. Good to catch up. We'll catch up next Tuesday. Appreciate it very much. Catherine Field, who is in France.